WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Simon Owen is live in London.
Dave, the president having lunch with the Queen at the start of a three-day state visit here, a visit that's already had its moments of tension. The president calling the mayor of London a stone-cold loser after the mayor compared the president to a 20th century fascist. The president was greeted at the airport by Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who hopes disputes can be put to one side.
When the president of the United States, our closest ally, comes to the UK on a state visit, we should be making him feel incredibly welcome.
Anti-Trump protests are expected. Dave?
Simon, Mexico's economy minister is in Washington for talks with Commerce Secretary Ross a week before new U.S. tariffs go into effect aimed at getting Mexico to help stop the surge of Central American migrants.
I fully expect these tariffs to go into at least the 5% level on June 10th. The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, House Democrats call the tariffs asinine. Some Republicans also oppose them as a risk to the U.S. economy. City offices are closed at the Virginia Beach Municipal Center 3 days after the massacre there.
A lot of questions have been asked about the suspect's employment status. We're going to look at that to see if it had anything to do with the horrific acts and the events that he perpetrated.
Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severo, the shooter was an employee in good standing, but hours before he murdered 12 people, he resigned. Dwayne Craddock was killed in the gun battle. 11 days after her mother went missing in Connecticut, Jennifer Doulos' estranged husband's due in court.
Fotis Doulos and his girlfriend Michelle Terconis were taken into custody Saturday night at a local hotel on charges of hindering prosecution and tampering with evidence.
Fox's Laura Engel outside the court. The couple was in the middle of a divorce. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Virginia Beach massacre has Democrats renewing calls for stricter gun control, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
I will make sure we have universal background checks. Second, I will make sure we ban the bump stocks, the large magazines, the assault rifles, the military-style weapons. I will make sure we have a federal anti-trafficking law.
Gillibrand, one of the many Democrats running for president, was at a town hall on Fox News last night in Iowa, also spoke out about recent laws in red states severely restricting abortion.
Why should male legislatures across this country decide when you're having children, how many your children you're having, and under what circumstances?
The flooding that's inundated several states in the South and Midwest is receding in some areas, but may get worse in others. The rising Missouri and Mississippi rivers closing hundreds of roads, inundating homes and businesses in several areas. On Wall Street, stocks could keep falling, coming off the losses in May when the Dow dropped nearly 7%. Futures down before this hour's opening bell. The King of the Monsters is the king of the box office.
Godzilla was number one.
This is Godzilla's world. We just live in it.
Damn right.
The movie's total of $49 million was $10 to $15 million off industry expectations. Aladdin slipped to second with $42 million. Rocket Man, starring Taron Egerton as Elton John, opened third with $25
million. I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes, and I just had to get it out.
It's a little bit funny.
The movie thriller Ma with actress Octavia Spencer made $18 million on a $5 million budget. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
The Golden State Warriors take another step toward a three-peat. The two-time defending NBA champions won Game 2 of the finals, beating the Raptors in Toronto 109 and 104. The series now tied. Game 3 will be Wednesday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
University of Illinois leaders say they are pleased by the strong support lawmakers gave to public education in the latest budget. Lawmakers passed the budget last week. It's now next up to the governor. WAND says the budget provides the University of Illinois system a 5% increase in funding. A teenager on a bicycle was hit by a car this weekend. Happened in Champaign in the 900 block of West Bradley Avenue. WCIA says the teen, who's 15, was taken to a hospital but was not seriously injured. Police say they do not suspect foul play. A trial begins today in Peoria for the man accused of kidnapping and killing visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Jang. Brent Christensen was arrested June 30th of 2017. The woman had last been seen on June 9th of 2017 as she was headed to sign a lease at an off-campus apartment in Urbana. Jang's body has never been found. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane?
Looks good, Stevie. We've got sunshine today and a high near 80, down to around 60 this evening, up to 75. More clouds as the day wears on. 56 are low in the evening with a 20% chance of showers. Back into the warmth on Wednesday, high 86, 50% chance of rain. Temperatures currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, the chemicals in sunscreen don't just sit on top of the skin. They absorb in the bloodstream. According to new research in the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, study published in the peer-reviewed medical journal JAMA found that several active ingredients in different sunscreens enter the bloodstream at levels that far exceed FDA's recommended threshold. Dr. Omar Durrani, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so I can't get too much sun, and now I can't wear sunscreen. What? And what's a guy to do?
Definitely wear sunscreen, definitely. This the study that came out raised some very important questions regarding chemical sunscreen and how the absorption of certain chemicals have a long-term impact. It's a gateway study that actually will open the doors for more important studies to come out regarding certain chemicals. But in short, it is imperative that you wear sunscreen. We do know the benefits outweigh any risk that potentially could occur.
I wonder why they would even have a study like this, because now people will hear this and say, well, I'd rather have the, you know, sunshine rays than this chemical that goes right onto my skin. Is there not an absolute across the board, here's what you put on when it's sunny, it's safe, it's homeopathic? Is there nothing like that, or is it just our chemicals that we emit from our skin and our body are so different? Mosquitoes go to different people.
Well, no. I mean, there definitely is, quote-unquote, a natural sunscreen. There's two types of sunscreen. So the first one is the chemical sunscreen that this study looked at. It was a very small study looking at 24 individuals who placed a large amount of these chemical spray sunscreen four times a day. And they took the blood test, and it showed significant amount of the chemicals in the blood, which is not shocking. Anything you put through skin does get absorbed for the most part. So one is the chemical sunscreen, and the other one is a physical barrier sunscreen that reflects the UV sunlight. That's the classic, you know, you think of the surfer with a thick, you know, paste over their nose. That's the white, creamy type of sunscreen that does not absorb into the skin. It just reflects UV sunlight. It doesn't go on invisible. It's that thick, creamy white barrier cream. And if there's any concerns for an individual or family regarding sunscreen, do know sunscreen is crucial in preventing skin cancer. We know that. So head towards the physical barrier sunscreen, the zinc oxide, titanium oxide type of sunscreen.
Yeah, but you got to look cool out there, Dr. Omar. What the heck, man? You got to look good when you're on the beach. Anyway, I know how critical it is. Skin cancer is pretty prevalent in our world, and not to mention, you see older folks that have been in the sun, man, there's not much you can do with that skin. It's so wrinkled.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, it's not really obviously there is the direct burning from the heat and the light, but it's the UV that gets absorbed in not only the top layer, but the collagen underneath the skin. And that's what really causes that remarkable damage over decades that can really cause the wrinkle, the thinning of the skin, and of course that constant damage can mutate the genes causing certain types of skin cancers. And so the sunscreens, whether chemical or the physical barrier, can definitely prevent that UV from frying the skin underneath. And so that's why it is imperative. This study here was only 24 individuals, and it really is something to look into in regards to getting that further information. The FDA made a requirement in November for these manufacturers to provide a long-term data for this. So it is imperative in the end, wear your sunscreen, UV protection in the summer.
Gotcha. Dr. Omar Durrani, thanks for your time. I appreciate the information.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. ESPN 93.5, I have lacked that discipline over the years. We always put it on the kids. But, as you know, having an afro at my age is unusual, so it always protects my head. So there's that.
And to me, I always recommend you wearing a hat out on the golf cart. A golf course.
Really hard to get it over the afro.
Oh,
you see.
Okay.
It kind of, you know, I used to wear those and just kind of push off my head, so that's why I don't wear a hat.
Okay, Steve.
I can't see the back of my head, Diane, okay? Okay, 8:14, it's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5, Cubs, Cardinals. Cardinals got them this time. But, man, they got to go to Wrigley Field Friday this week. Come on, man. They're playing a lot these days.
It's true. And everybody was glad that you had the welcome on the front of the bus. Antoine with Ideal Busing out of Effingham did a great job.
Ideal Charter is actually out of Chicago.
Oh.
It's a company we use. We're using Effingham this week.
Oh.
We've used Peoria Charter a lot. They just were booked on us this coming weekend completely. But, yeah, Effingham will have our charter this week. An Ideal Charter out of Chicago yesterday. Nice bus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we ran the movies. We had the microphone going where we were making sure everybody knew. Make sure you're getting back here 30 minutes after the last out. We were right down to business. It was a good crowd. Our bus trip to Bush once again in the books. And it was a big success, especially
Did Tom Bruno behave?
I guess.
Tom Bruno was on there with a bunch of friends, and it was, I know Benjamin had a great time and enjoyed it too.
Exactly. 2-1, Cardinals win. I know Benjamin was wearing his Cardinals jersey. I was in my Cubs gear, mostly Cubs fans on our bus trip to Bush, which made it very entertaining. Of course, Cardinals won 2-1, and not only that, they swept the Cubs. What happened? We have L.A. Angels with the Cubs at 3:05, heard on U.S. 105.9. Cardinals have the day off. Chicago White Sox have the day off. They shut out Cleveland 2-0. Actually, the Indians, that's their fifth shutout of the season. And Tim Anderson, a big hitter for the Chicago White Sox. The Illini were playing in the NCAA tournament down in Oxford, Mississippi, and have been eliminated. But pretty cool, the news out of the Louisville Regional with ISU playing this afternoon. Now, Louisville won yesterday 11-2, but there were some local players, huh, Stevie?
Yeah. Joe Isles at third for the Redbirds. Of course, Jeff Lindgren against Luke Smith. That was a pitching matchup. Luke pitched at Centennial, so Jeff. I'm sure all the families were there. And it was Luke's day, I guess, and Jeff's a fine pitcher, but Luke Smith and Louisville got the win, forcing a final deciding game this afternoon. So the Redbirds back at it this afternoon. Wouldn't that be something if Illinois State could get to the World Series? Man.
Yeah, that would be cool. NBA Finals tied up at a game apiece with Golden State's win over Toronto yesterday, 104-109, the Warriors on top. Klay Thompson, 25 points. Hamstring, he was holding that yesterday, has an MRA scheduled for today. NHL action has the St. Louis Blues hosting Boston. Bruins are up 2-1, game at 7 o'clock tonight. Blues fans are hoping for a win, of course, to have that 2-2 tie going traveling over to Boston for the game after this one tonight. Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, all winning the French Open, and Kyle Busch, a checkered flag in the Poconos. We also had Patrick Cantlay as a winner at Memorial, and Tiger shot a 67 for ninth, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he was, I think, 9-under for the tournament and definitely played a little bit better yesterday. So we'll just tip our cap to Dan Hartlib. His team went on a bit of a skid, as he said, at the end of the year, losing two in the Big Ten and then all both chances in the NCAA. It was a good baseball team and had a good RPI, had done everything right and just couldn't get it done. And as is the case in baseball, sometimes you can get the key hit and sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can make the pitch and sometimes you can't. So that's just how the game goes. But it was a darn good year for Dan, and I'm sure he's disappointed in the finish. But you know what? We'll see. A lot of young kids. I think four freshmen started in that lineup for Illinois baseball. So they'll be good again next year and have to replace some key seniors, but I'm sure they will. All right. I want to talk a little bit coming up about the netting at baseball stadiums. I think it's worth a discussion. I don't think it's a conservative or liberal issue. I think it's an issue of safety, and maybe there's a way to kind of compromise on what we're trying to do. We don't want to make the game so ridiculous that it's a cage and you can't really feel the open air. Nobody wants that. But let's discuss how we can prevent 106 mile an hour foul ball hitting some child in the head. I've got some ideas. I'll need your input coming up. 359-2255 is our text line. Stand by. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine today, high 79, down to 60 this evening. 75 the high tomorrow, down to 66. Chance of showers at 20%, especially later as the clouds come in. Scattered shower chance at 50% on Wednesday, 80% both Thursday and Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute and come back and talk about this issue that is not going away. Foul balls are hurting a lot of people every year at Major League Baseball parks. What to do? What should we do? What can we do? What will we do? I'll be interested in what you think coming up. 359-2255, 820.
From the Fox Business Network, Keurig Dr. Pepper has launched a new corporate responsibility campaign. It's called Drink Well, Do Good. It plans to convert to 100% recyclable or compostable packaging by 2025. And 30% of its packaging will be from recycled materials. It also has a goal of sending zero waste to landfills. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says the company will likely build its new Model Y crossover SUV at its current production facility in Fremont, California. Musk says building the cars in Fremont would be quicker than starting an assembly line at its Gigafactory in Sparks, Nevada. That site produces battery packs and electric motors. Amazon is stepping up the shipping war with Walmart. The company says it now has more than 10 million products available for free one-day delivery to Prime members in the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
The differences of each and price points, it's all there. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, started appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. They're just south of I-74 on Neal Street in Champaign. All right, you're welcome to text in on this subject, 359-2255. We'll chat just a moment about it, break for the news, come back, talk some more. After a foul ball injures a young girl, baseball confronts a dilemma. In the hours since a foul ball struck a little girl during the Chicago Cubs games with the Astros on Wednesday, Andy Zotlick said he heard from the daughter of a 79-year-old Los Angeles Dodgers fan who died last year. They're not even a year into their grieving, and this really triggers it, he said of the family of Linda Goldblum, who died August 29 of acute intracranial hemorrhage due to a history of blunt force trauma after being hit by a foul ball 4 days earlier. Zlotnick also heard from the father of a one-year-old girl who suffered multiple facial fractures at Yankee Stadium 2 years ago. A 106-mile-per-hour line drive into the seats seared the imprint of the ball's seams on her forehead. The incident and others spurred Major League Baseball to order all 30 teams to extend netting to the far end of the dugout. I used to say, what's it going to take? A fan to die before Major League Baseball owners and commissioners finally do something? What will compel them? extend the netting down to the line? Well, of course, last year a fan died and they said nothing. And up until now, they've done nothing. And now this poor little girl got hurt. Zlotnick himself suffered an orbital blowout fracture, a broken cheekbone, lacerations, and a detached eye tendon from a foul ball at Yankee Stadium 8 years ago. He would not have been protected by extending the netting to the end of the dugout. He was with his son in the right field seats. The girl who was struck on this past Wednesday night, sitting beyond the far end of the third base dugout, apparently beyond the netting, Cubs outfielder Albert Almora Jr., who hit the ball, appeared distraught moments later. He threw his hands behind his head and knelt in shock. For fans like me who have been injured and for their families, it's like reliving of the trauma. Another kid in the ballpark carried out on a stretcher. Injuries to fans at ballparks have become increasingly common, says Nathaniel Groh, an associate professor of business law and ethics at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. About 1,750 fans are hurt each and every year by foul balls at Major League Baseball games, citing an analysis by Bloomberg. This equates to a rate of roughly two injuries every three games, making a fan injury from a foul ball more common than a batter being hit by a pitch. Again, we don't know the little girl's condition. We have not been, never, I've not seen one story on that thing. Major League Baseball called the incident extremely upsetting and implied it would continue examining the issue of fan safety. Clubs have significantly expanded netting and their inventory of protected seats in recent years. Last night's game, talking about last Wednesday's game in mind, they'll continue their efforts. That's pretty generic. For over 100 years, a legal doctrine, this is something I didn't know either. For more than 100 years, a legal doctrine known as the baseball rule has generally immunized big league teams from liability when fans are hit by balls or bats. 1913 is when that rule was adopted. The current rule is that teams don't have to pay for any of these injuries, and fans assume their risk by agreeing to sit in the stadium. It made more sense back then when balls were hit slower, more space, believe it or not, back in the day between the seats and playing field, but times have changed. But the law hasn't budged too much. Can you imagine if you go to Major League Baseball and say you're going to be liable for foul balls? They'd have netting all around, and I don't think we ought to do that. But what if we extended netting at the lower spots? You don't have the loopy foul balls and okay, but what about just the line drives? We're trying to prevent a 100-mile-an-hour foul ball from hitting people in the head. There's plenty of injuries. The game has sped up. The guys are bigger, stronger, faster, all the same things that apply to the NFL. Why not extend them at least at the line drive level all the way down the foul line? Yeah. Or maybe if you leave it, why not say you can't be under 18 in this section? Why would you put a four-year-old there? I had Nathaniel down there really close one time, and it was awful because we had no netting, and I said, I'm not going to be able to react fast enough. So it's dangerous, and it's time to do something, and I don't care if it's a liberal or conservative position. I just don't think we ought to be in a position where a foul ball kills people. If you want to chime in, we'll come back after the news. 359-2255, 359-2255. We're going to chime in. Should we extend netting in Major League Baseball parks? I think we should.
There's a statement that says Major League Baseball has been protected by litigation and a disclaimer on every ticket that says the spectator assumes all risk attending the game.
Text in. What do you think? We'll be back. 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are in London, visiting with members of the royal family.
The Queen welcoming President Trump with a smile before the President and Prince Charles set off to inspect an honour guard in the Buckingham Palace Gardens. He began his visit by insulting the Mayor of London, calling him on Twitter a stone-cold loser after the Mayor said the President wasn't deserving of a state visit.
Fox's Simon Owen. New tariffs on Mexican products take effect a week from today unless the government there does more to stop people from entering the U.S. illegally.
White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told NBC's Meet the Press, Mexico should secure the border with Guatemala.
It's much easier to secure that border than it is our border because it's so much shorter.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is considering a legal challenge to the tariff plan over concerns the cost of the tariffs will be paid by American citizens and businesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross meets with Mexico's economy minister today. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A trial begins today in Peoria for the man accused of kidnapping and killing visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Jiang. Brent Christensen was arrested June 30th of 2017. The woman had last been seen on June 9th of 2017 as she was headed to sign a lease at an off-campus apartment in Urbana. Jiang's body has never been found. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign a bill that would make Illinois the 11th state in the country to legalize recreational marijuana. The legislation prioritizes minority applicants. It also includes an expungement measure for those convicted of low-level marijuana crimes. It would take effect on January 1st of next year. ABC 7 said Pritzker touted Illinois' marijuana bill as, quote, the most equity-centric approach in the nation to legalizing marijuana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
It looks awesome today with the sunshine. We've got a high 80, low 60. 75 the high tomorrow, some clouds, 20% chance of showers. 66 our low in the evening. A scattered shower chance at 50% on Wednesday with a high 86 expected. Right now we're 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. We were talking about the foul ball and the netting. You know, you could also say hockey has the big boards up, right? Why would they do that? It's where all the players get checked into the board. Maybe you could lower that a little bit. You could enjoy more of the air and more of the freshness of a hockey game where you'd say you're not going to do that because the puck could go out and hit somebody in the head. Well, what's the difference? It's just that hockey identified that a long time ago with the flying puck everywhere. Baseball's gotten more dangerous with these line drives. That's all there is to it. And if you're hitting 106 mile an hour screamer, you're not going to be able to react. And if you did, the person behind you is dead. I just think there's got to be some measure that would just go a little bit further to prevent the line drive. Forget the loopy foul ball in the upper deck or the loopy foul ball that gets over the netting. But the line drive is dangerous, and it's killing people. And I don't understand.
Bob in Rantoul texted in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5 saying, okay, I'm in. Put up the darn netting. Seats are closer to the action because fans started complaining about seats being so far away from the action. The lesson is be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. It was, in fact, further away years and years ago, and I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed it would have been more Wrigley Field, a little closer to the action. But apparently the seats today in Major League Baseball are 20% closer than they used to be back in the early days. And, of course, if Major League Baseball has an exemption and the teams have an exemption from liability, why do they really care? They want to give the fan the experience. Catching a foul ball, getting a ball from the game. A team goes through, I don't know, I think Major League Baseball goes through, 300 balls a night. So it's fun to get a foul ball. Fun to have the ball bounce to your seat, you're along the brick. That's cool, but it's not safe. And you say, well, I know my own safety. Okay, that's fine if you're an adult, but let's ban the kids from those very high-risk line drive seats. Then ban the kids. You can't be in this. It's an adults-only section. And then if you're a mature adult that says, I want to sit there, you can't control my life, it's mine, that's fine. But I'm just saying that we should never put a four-year-old at risk at a baseball game. And I think that you either ban the kids from the section or you have to net at least that will catch the screamer comes off the bat. It doesn't mean people don't get hurt from home runs and all that. But I'm not for putting it all in a cage either. So, I'm just saying 106 miles an hour, nobody can react to that, and you're risking your life. Mark Schultz, you there?
I'm here. I'm listening to the conversation.
Well, you're a baseball fan. I just think physics have changed. I think the speed is different. The ball's coming off the bat differently. I just don't want to put a little kiddo at risk. And I'm unfortunately with over 1,700 injuries a year in baseball for foul balls. Maybe we have to look at extending the safety of the customer.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, the nature of the game has changed. The batters have gotten stronger. You know, you had one or two big boppers on a team 30 years ago, and now you have seven or eight that can really turn on those baseballs and rocket them into the stands.
Mark Schultz, Urbana Park District. What do you got going on, Bubba?
Well, on June 3rd, 1979, the Anita Purvis Nature Center opened to the public, and today everybody is invited to the Nature Center from 2 to 4 p.m. for a special 40th birthday party. We have cake and lemonade, and people will be able to learn about all the great things offered at the Nature Center. We're going to have a screech owl presentation. We'll bring out our screech owls and let the kids take a look at them up close at 3 o'clock. At 2:15, we're going to have a little ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially recognize our solar power at the center. We put some solar panels up this spring, and there's an actual little solar power monitoring station that the public can interact with and learn more about solar power. So we're looking good at 40, and no midlife crisis for the Nature Center. Public's Stevie, you're a vet.
Hey, Mark, I do want to mention that Wednesdays we also have our neighborhood nights, and that's going to be with Love Sign from 6:30 to 8 at the Anita Purvis Nature Center Wednesday evening as the party continues.
That's fantastic, and you're right. Neighborhood nights every Wednesday this summer. It's a great event, and we're just very thrilled that we're partnering with you guys again this year on that.
That's right.
Okay, Mark Schultz, good work, buddy. Keep it up.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You mate. See you at the Purvis Center 2 to 4 today. That's awesome. Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana. All right, ESPN 93.5 840. Stevie J talking about netting at ball games. 359-2255. I know a lot of baseball purists do not like the idea. Want that free, fresh air feel. I'm just saying, man. I did not know there were over 1,700 injuries from foul balls. And if you said to teams they were liable, then you're going to have an onslaught of lawsuits. And nobody wants that either, because people will sue for breaking a thumbnail. So I understand all of that. But I also think that the thing has evolved to a point of real danger when you have people, fracturing their face. I just think the line drive should be taken out of that. Line drive foul should not be able to go line drive 106 miles an hour to a fan. That's all. Again, if you want to, the loopy one, I'm okay with, because there'll be some danger. You can still hold the person individual responsibility. That's fine. But you cannot do anything about those line drives, except don't sit in the seats. Now, you could do that too, but just be well aware that if you're an emergency exit on an airplane, you got to be able to open the door. Maybe you don't want to sit down there, but they're good seats, are close to the action, it's fun. I just think it's time to be a little more proactive. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to agree, and maybe you do. 359-2255 if you want to tell me what you think about extending the netting just down the foul poles. I'm just talking now lower netting to where it stops the 100 mile an hour. Even 80 or 90 is bad enough, but 106, which is what hit that little girl down in Houston last week, There's no defense of that, except you can't sit there. So you can either ban adults-only areas, have adults-only areas for those screamers, so where your responsibility, you know what might happen, fine. But there's no way you should put a kid in a car without a car seat, and you should put a kid along the wall there with no netting. They can't choose that kind of stuff, just like the Dreamers couldn't come to America. They know it. They're 4 years old. What are they going to do? If you're 4 years old at a ballpark, you shouldn't be in row two.
Well, there's a 79-year-old woman that died hit by a foul ball in Dodger Stadium last August. Maybe we should go to the upper end of the age bracket also.
I'm saying 18 and over. You're old enough. 79's old enough to know you might get a foul ball. Maybe you put on the ticket, cigarettes are, hazardous to my health. Sitting here might kill me because of a foul ball. And if you're cool with it, you're cool with it. I'm okay with an adult taking responsibility. I just think that kids should never get hit with a foul ball at 106 miles an hour. And maybe I'm overreacting because of that. Maybe you can't make a rule. It's like the shoe bomber. Don't we take our shoes off at airports because one idiot tried to light his toe?
That's right.
I mean, that's kind of overreactive, isn't it? 359-2255, you want to chime in? I'm ready for a little sports if you feel like Of course, every time the Cardinals win, I want to run the recap 10 times. So whatever you want to do on that.
Okay.
359-2255. Let's check your morning sports. Nyan Ducey.
All right. We had our bus trip to Bush yesterday. Stevie J hopped on for the welcome. I think Health Alliance was a nice spot for us to park.
Yeah.
Carl at the field.
Yeah. Well, that was nice of them because First Christian Church, Curtis and Staley, normally is very kind and lets us park there. We're not taking another Sunday game, sorry. I just didn't think it was we did not get the reaction and response. The sales were down because of, I guess, Sunday. I don't quite understand. So we're going to go back to the weekday 12:15 game at Bush. Next year we'll be on a weekday at 12:15.
But such a good reaction to those folks who were in the suite. The National Car Club Room was so nice with all you can eat.
So they had the buffet, and then you went out and sat in your seat, and then went back and got more food.
Uh huh.
Nice.
It was terrific. Cardinals win 2-1 yesterday. In fact, sweeping the Cubs. We've got more details now with your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
With John Rooney, the Cardinals did the things they had to do to sweep the Cubs, and yesterday was a good example. They really had a fantastic defense. They got great starting pitching, and they beat the Cubs 2-1. They played tremendous defense also.
And got a clutch hit from Matt Carpenter as a pinch hitter driving in the second Cardinal run. They needed it, winning 2-1. Colton Wong had some game, though. He had a single, sacrifice fly, a single, a stolen base. He was picked off first but called safe at second and scored on Carpenter's base hit in the ninth inning. And Wong made a great catch in short right field. He took a hit away from Anthony Rizzo, and that hit would have tied the game at the time. Adam Wainwright walked seven. He worked around seven walks. He struck out eight, throwing shutout baseball for eight innings. He got the win. John Gant picked up the save.
And the Redbirds swept the series from Chicago. And we have a day off today, but we're on the air tomorrow night at 6:20 with the pregame show.
Chicago Cubs do not have a day off. They are hosting the LA Angels and beginning a series, and that's a 3:05 start. Heard over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox sweep the Cleveland Indians 2-0 was the final. Reading about how that's the fifth shutout this season for the Cleveland Indians. NCAA and Illini were eliminated in Oxford, Mississippi, so their season has concluded, but ISU is still at it. I think it's so cool that Jeff Lundgren and Luke Smith both played at Centennial. Luke played at Parkland for a while, but both on the mound then, Stevie?
Yeah, Jeff Lundgren and Luke Smith. Luke Smith for Louisville, Jeff for ISU. They faced each other. Luke got the better of it yesterday. But ISU, that was their first loss at the double elimination. They'll play this afternoon. And go Redbirds. Hope you make it to the College World Series. It'd be quite a program boost.
It sure would. On to the NBA Finals. It's tied up at a game apiece. Golden State over Toronto, 109-104. Klay Thompson, 25 points in the game. Getting an MRI today to find out how serious the tightness is on that hamstring. NHL, Blues hosting Boston. Right now the Bruins are up 2-1. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. On to racing, Kyle Busch with a checkered flag in Pocono. Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer advancing on the tennis scene. It looks like Tiger was in the top 10, but Patrick Chantelan. Cantillon. Thank you.
Cantillon.
Okay, got it. One at the memorial. You can tell how much I talk about golf. Anyway, that's all good. So, speaking of golf, that's what you're involved in today, Stevie. Yeah.
Yes, I am. We're over at Innsbrook Country Club in Merrillville, Indiana, very near Gary, Indiana, just inside Indiana. I will say this. I won't be taking the toll road again. By the way, there are a lot of people coming into the city on the Dan Ryan at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Beat the traffic.
I guess it was unreal, though. I'm going, it's 5:28, folks. Anyway, I went on the toll road. I think it was 90. And I get to the toll plaza. And by the way, I'm going to sign off here in about 4 minutes. Is that okay?
Yep.
Anyway, so I get to the toll plaza and I asked the woman, I said, I thought it was $1.10. She said, it's never been $1.10, honey. I said, well, it was $1.10 the other day. And she said, you might have been Indiana. This is Illinois. And I peeled out $5.40.
Wow!
I spent $8 on two tolls.
Unbelievable.
Now, the other side of that is I was the only guy on the road, only guy stupid enough to take their silly tollway. Anyway, it was a good drive in. And being in Chicago, we were with Nathaniel and Christian. The reason I was on the bus trip is, Christian, the oldest triplet, is working in Chicago this summer as a civil engineer internship at WJE, which is a wonderful civil engineering structure company. And so we moved him in here yesterday. So he's in Chicago, and we walked right by Mike Ditka's restaurant. We're going to go up there tomorrow night for the triplet's birthday. But the area of Chicago is just so beautiful. Went to the river where you saw it, dyed green on St. Patrick's Day. And it's just a really, really beautiful area of Chicago. It's just that magnificent mile, and there's just right on the beach and right along Lake Michigan. Chicago has really got it going on. As many problems as the state of Illinois has politically, it's a beautiful state. I wish our politicians could do a little better job in managing money and not legalizing marijuana, et cetera, stuff I don't like. Anyway, I'm glad everybody had fun on the bus trip. It really, really was great to do. It's our 9th time. We're planning next year again. Every year we want to take one of those. I'm so happy, too, because the night before there was a 3.5-hour rain delay, and yesterday was one of the faster baseball games. Everybody home by 7:30 is amazing for a baseball game. You leave at 8:30 and back by 7:30, you can't beat that.
It was awesome.
Don't go too early. Don't go too home too late. No, it's fantastic. So I'm going to hit the golf course here. I'll be back in the morning with you between 7 and 9. Jeremy Warner show a few moments away. Tane Carp this afternoon. Cardinals off today, but again, the Cubs, as Diane mentioned, this afternoon, 3:05 in Chicago as they take on the L.A. Angels and Albert Pujols. And by the way, the L.A. Angels coming to St. Louis. I want to know how long that ovation is. It wasn't very long for Paul Goldschmidt simply because Paul Goldschmidt wasn't having it. He was digging in. But when Albert Pujols returns to St. Louis, Yadier Molina will go out and build a log cabin with Tinker Toys before he allows a pitch to be thrown. So there's going to be 3 minutes plus of Albert Pujols waving and tears in his eyes, the whole thing, because St. Louis will come out for that to thank the big guy for all the years he had in St. Louis. That's what Cardinal fans do. Diane, thank you for all your help. I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Enjoy the rounds. And tell Nathaniel all the best.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
It's bye-bye. The amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line. Luther Falls is in some exotic location in the Caribbean that will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have cabinet selection to fit your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign a chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Head to their website at remodelingchampaign.com or give them a call at 356-4060.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE, SIPC.
As you drive your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Our forecast calls for the sunshine today. High 80, low 60. We've got a high of 82 tomorrow and a slight chance of showers late as more clouds come in. A chance of rain comes Wednesday through the end of the week. Right now, the temperature is at 68. One of the trending stories I was just reading, in addition to the new movies that I haven't seen yet, Aladdin and Godzilla, is Robert Pattinson is the official new Batman, known for his work in Twilight in that series. It looks like they locked in a deal to have Robert Pattinson as the Twilight actor. So I just thought I'd stick in a couple of lifestyle things that you could mention around the water cooler today as Austin Berkland, Isaac, and Tristan get ready to prepare the show. It's Jeremy Werner coming in just a few minutes, so make sure you're here on ESPN 93.5 to hear all about our Illini, Cubs, Cardinals, the like. We're ESPN 93.5. Enjoy the day.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.